Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back, folks. On Tuesdays, we take our first segment in the 11 o'clock hour to talk to folks involved with the NOLA Coalition. And these are difference makers in our community, working in the trenches hard each and every day to make this a better place for us to live, work, and raise our family. Most of them, if almost not all, are from the not-for-profit community. And they backfill with resources and provide programming that the city and government otherwise can't afford. I mean, at the end of the day, there's no singular agency that has the assets or resources necessary in order to do all of what these folks are doing. And today's no different. We're joined by John Gerhart, Executive Director of Urban Impact New Orleans, and Elijah Gerhart. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.
Yes, thanks.
Thanks for joining us. And if you would, describe for us the mission and vision of Impact New Orleans, Urban Impact New Orleans.
Yeah, well, thanks, Newell. We appreciate it. Urban Impact's been around in Central City since 1989. And our vision is to create in Central City a neighborhood where kids can ride their bikes, that safe place for a family and things. So part of that is we want kids to ride their bikes to schools of excellence, and we're involved in different education ministries, and Elijah will explain that.
Yeah, so we have a after-school program that is geared towards elementary students. We focus on helping them with their ELA and math work, specifically their math work, and then also just being there, helping them to also learn some life skills. And one of the main things that I've come to know is that a lot of the kids, they feel like they don't even know how to do something before they even look at it and actually try. And so just giving them the confidence to actually attempt and do the work and realize that they can actually do what they are required to do in their homework. And then we also want to create a neighborhood where kids can ride their bikes to a safe place to gather. So that's our different youth Bible studies that we have and mentoring. We have one of the few free summer day camps in the city, where this past summer we had 180 kids registered, and we averaged about 65-70 kids a day. And along with that, we hired high school students from the neighborhood to help us run that. And many of those, that's their first job that they've ever had. And we had 13 this past summer.
And then with that
Elijah,
safe place, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, John.
So, and then with that safe place, it's our camp and retreat experiences, you know, getting kids out of the city, having them experience new things. We call it Open Court, which is our community center. We're in the old St. Monica Catholic School and Church, so we get a full-size basketball court, a full-size playground, a community center. So we want kids to be able to come and just hang out. I don't know about you. I need a place where I can screw up and mess up and still be welcomed back, a place where kids can be a kid and just hang out. And we want to make that place. We have a mantra here. We're not going to give up on you, but we're not going to give in to you. We're not going to give up on you in life, but some of the stuff that's going on, we're not going to give into that. And so we're going to continue to lean into kids and mentor them and be a presence in the community.
I love what y'all, led off with after-school programs, after-care programs. A lot of folks, a lot of these kids, their parents don't have a lot of flexibility in the job that they have. And those programs, I find, really backfill a really important segment of the day for these kids. One, when I think back to my childhood, I had two working parents. If I was going to get in trouble, it was going to be probably to 3 hours after I got out of class. And if I were a betting man, I would have bet on that every single solitary day. Your thoughts?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Yeah, and so, along those lines, whenever I first started at Urban Impact full-time 4 years ago, we would pick up the kids from their school and then come back to our facility and would let them play because, they've been in school all day, so they need to get some energy out. But then I didn't realize until this past school year that we didn't actually give them enough time to play outside because we'd go upstairs and they'd still just go rampant and just wouldn't listen at times. And so just realizing right. that they still have to get some energy out because they've been in school for eight and a half hours.
But, it's the flip side, too. I mean, I get that, and I appreciate it. The beauty of those programs is when those kids go home, that their homework is done, right? And
yeah.
They have somebody there that can guide them through that. A lot of times their parents are not capable of it. I think even, as much education as I had in my life, I think when my daughter reached fifth grade, maybe sixth grade, I was of no consequence in math for her any longer. it was like,
yeah, that's very common.
I am dumber than a sixth grader. it was just,
you have a lot of company there, us included. So,
yeah, and people are not really honest with themselves. When we talk about this issue, I like to just have it raw because that's the reality. And if you didn't have advanced education in some respects, a lot of that material, you never held on to it. You never did much with it. And a lot of folks didn't pay much attention in school, myself included. And you're not much of any help to kids. But when you have other older students there helping them that recently had this stuff and can be as their mentor, I find that makes all the difference in the world. So tell us about y'all's experience.
Yeah, I think within it, it's when you want to help kids, there's this stuff. We all have stuff, hard stuff, nasty stuff, confusing stuff. And so what we do a lot is just lean into kids. One was here, he was just struggling because his mom had passed. And we're like, man, what's going on? You're pretty mad. And he's like, are you missing your mom? I'm like, yeah. He said, yeah. And I'm like, it's okay to be sad. It's not okay to be mad. So how do we lean in to help him do that? And the other thing within that is we've been able to raise up a new generation of leaders here. So our junior high director started at age 7. Our future executive director, Pastor Tyrone, has been with us since he was in fifth grade. He's 42 now. Demetrius Johnson runs our open court. She was hanging out with us when she was 13. So the exciting part for us is raising up a next generation that can lean into kids that have been a part of having victory over the hard stuff of life, and then their ability to reach and to help and to mentor and move kids along is a lot greater than it is for somebody my age. And so we're really excited about that ability to raise up leaders. And even at our last food distribution, we had 13 junior high kids coming to help. And that's a great way to teach them to give back to the community, to help them learn and understand their leadership skills, and to help them be a part of the solution rather than always looking at youth as, oh, they're the problem. Well, there's a lot of solutions there with kids, and then how can we lean into that, empower them to make a difference?
Mm-hmm. I love that you tell that story, because there are not many organizations that can boast about that, and I think it's so critically important, and it's a lot easier, in my experience, for these kids to identify with other now adults, but kids that came up through the same program, right, that face the same trials and tribulations and were able to overcome them within the urban impact, you know, New Orleans landscape. And I think it's a lot easier to transform those kids into believers as to what y'all are doing when they see these folks that had that success standing right in front of them, right?
Yeah, because they can realize that, like, hey, this is something that I can do whenever I'm older, just looking at me, at the other staff members that we have that are actually from the neighborhood, that like grew up here, that know a lot more of the struggles of what they might be going through. And so just being able to just relate in that way, like, there's not, just like you said, there's not too many organizations that are like that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So, Elijah, what are you hearing from kids the most right now? I mean, what, you know, what are the things that they, I guess, that they fear?
Are a lot of the kids that we have, they right now, they just seem to be like, I mean, I know when I was a kid, I was also hungry right after school, but they seem to be like really, really hungry after school. So I'd probably say a little bit of food insecurity probably, and just real, and then some of them, not all of them, they don't have the strongest knit group in their household, and so just some of them love to go back home. Some of them love their household, but some of them they might be struggling a little bit more. So there'd just be some struggles that you wouldn't think that a first, second, third grader would have to go through, but it's just things that they have to think of just because of the environment they're in.
So it's a lot of the stability / consistency then.
Yeah. Or the fact that some of their parents work until, I know one of their parents doesn't even get off of work until like 7 o'clock sometimes. And so just having to go other places and staying with either neighbors or relatives until they get off of work, even after our after school program's done.
And that's when the village steps up, right? That's when the village has to step up for that. Because that is a sad reality of where we find ourselves in the world today, right?
Yeah, and I think, my critique is we can all stand around and gripe about it. We can say it's a liberal issue, a conservative issue, but it's a people issue. And people for us are the priority and the payoff. And then how do we create that positive place? Again, a safe place for a kid to be a kid, place for adults to come and have fun. And if my life, if I have no hope in my life, that means I see somebody else and there's even less hope I have for them. And so then how do we create a hope? Have them understand that there is a plan and a future. You know, in our being a faith-based ministry, we'd say, God's got you. God wants you to have this. Then how can we help you physically, emotionally, and spiritually to see and understand that? And our other dirty secret is we've just been a part of Central City since 1989. So we see kids of kids. You know, we can take a step back and go, hey, this guy's an assistant principal. This lady's a nurse. This guy works HVAC. And at the same time, we can look at others and go, they're not around anymore. But that ability to be a presence, because sometimes, in the hood, the city doesn't need drive-by love. It needs to have love that's consistent and staying there and a presence. It, that says, no, you're worth it. We're not going to give up on you. We're not going to give in to you. So I think in reality, Newell, that's probably our dirty little secret is that we've just been a presence and a part of Central City for long enough that people trust us and we're able to lean into situations.
Well, I love the way you put that because it's really not about drive-by love because without consistency, none of this sticks, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really hard for it to stick. Think about it for a moment. I mean, we have to look at ourselves critically in the mirror and we can't stare the obvious in the face and walk right around it. I mean, when you're dealing with kids from 3 to 9, 3 to 11, 3 to 13, they need consistency more than anything. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing, if it's just a little bit of positive that's in there, but it's consistently there, the multiplier effect of that on children.
Yeah, it's huge. It is. Yeah, it is. And it's for us, it's then as you are consistent with them, then how do you empower people to be that and to do that? We're excited about our relationship with No Dice New Orleans data-informed community engagement through DA Jason Williams and the Orleans Parish DA's office, Communities of Hope, where they came to us and said, hey, we see the data, we see the hot spots, but what are the people behind it? And then when they talk to us, they're like, oh, we want to talk to kids. So they talk to our high school kids and our 20-somethings, and then that changed a lot of the policy that they're proactively doing in our neighborhood. And to watch our kids to be able to say that they spoke truth to power and that it made a difference is pretty amazing. And so, again, how do we platform that? How do we put not just look at data when it comes to things, but how do we have it be people? And then once it's people, then it changes your desire to be involved. It changes the sacrifice you're willing to make, because if it's just data, it's just so easy to look at a sheet and blow it off. Mm-hmm. But when it's Diamond and Demi and Corey and others, well, you can't blow it off.
No, and look, the kids and families, they know what fits in, what's going on in their neighborhood. They know what fits and they know what doesn't fit, right? And it's data in the end. It's just it's how do you go about collecting the data and what's meaningful data as opposed to just generic data, right? Yeah. And the meaningful data is sitting down with the residents and gaining a better understanding of the landscape and the culture of that neighborhood. And it's amazing what you're going to come up with. I know we did this at JPSO in our Project Star program, where we interviewed everybody in these 17 identified neighborhoods. They all knew who the bad guys were, every single last one of them.
And, yeah.
You know, but when you sit down with everybody, the bad guys have no idea who's talking to you, who's giving them up, and who's telling you whatever. Because we sat down with everybody, every resident, right? And it's amazing what you come up with. And in my view, that's not generic data. I mean, that is operational data that you can go and devise a strategy around. And kudos to Jason Williams and No Dice. I've had them on the show many times. They've been very successful. And if that's a model that they're going to go after, they're going to succeed. Because that information is absolutely incredible.
It is. And again, it puts the face to it. Then that way, you know, if it's like one of the abandoned houses that's here, that's just a haven for stupid stuff. And so then, you know, then it's like, hey, what's going on with that? So then there's a conversation of follow up. So it's not just like a one and done. There's follow up. There's a real partnership, and that's Communities Hope, which is other churches and faith-based organizations. It's just a real unique thing that, again, I think just helps us to be able to create this place where kids can be kids and where folks can be empowered and understand that there's a plan and a purpose for their life, and we want to help you find it and empower you to live it.
John, if folks wanted to get involved with your program or donate to your program, where would they go?
The easiest place to go is urbanimpact.org. And we'd love to have folks. We're at 2323 South Galvez, so right by the old Calio Housing Project. If you want to come down and see what we do and who we are, we welcome that. And just again, Newell, thank you for the chance to just talk about what God has enabled us to do here in the community for 36 years.
Well, congratulations to both you and John and Elijah and all the other folks that work down there with you. We are very fortunate to have groups like yours involved in our city, because you guys are difference makers. Have a great holiday season, and thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we will visit with Mark Hamrick, Washington Bureau Chief and Senior Economic Analyst at Bankrate.com. A lot of reports coming out this week about the economy. We'll talk about that and what we can expect when we return. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.